What's up, man? Alright, guys. Today's video is titled Why I Deleted All My Videos Regarding the Passport Fool Movement and My Final Warning to the Passport Fools Out There. So, as you guys know, I was one of the first content creators in the internet to expose the passport fools and their leader, also known as Steve Urkel's half-retarded brother, for being a scammer and a grifter and effectively scamming black men and lying to them about how bad it is and that all you have to do is hop on a plane, go overseas, and baddies are gonna throw themselves at you simply because you are a hip black cat. Of course, all this turned out to be false. Now, honestly, guys, a lot of people in the MGTOW community are usually higher IQ than the average normie dipshit out there, or retarded koyim, like I like to call them. They're like, yo, Amr, we can see it from 1,000 miles away that these passport fools are nothing but scammers, grifters. What the hell are you doing getting in the mud and wrestling with pigs? And yes, I don't want to be associated with the passport fool movement, even though I am the one who is exposing that movement for what it is. I mean, let's keep it 100. Passport fool movement is nothing more than dusty black men who can't get their peepees touched in America, and they go overseas and they make it rain cash money on them hoes to get themselves that pookie experience. So right now, guys, there are several content creators out there who are coming out and exposing the top kings of the passport fool movement. And the top kings of the passport fool movement, one of them is a retarded autistic kid who suffers from narcissistic personality disorder. The other one is a convicted criminal. See, this is a thing about the black community that is like laughable but a tragedy at the same time. Black men in America, you guys always complain that, oh man, black women, they always go after the pookies, they go for criminals. At the end of the day, who are you, the black American men, supporting, right? Ask yourself the question. You guys are supporting Steve Urkel's half-retarded brother, who is a pookie overseas. He can't be pookie in America because he's just fugly and low IQ and just an ugly looking person. But when he goes overseas, you know, he has that money. So yeah, he can get the pookie treatment overseas. The other dude, who's dusty as fuck, he's a convicted criminal. And yet, who are you black dudes supporting out there in the passport fool movement? Criminals and pookie. And yet you complain that, oh yeah, black woman, man, they only want pookies and criminals. Yeah, that's what black men are supporting. Every black man who supports the passport fool movement, deep down, you wanna be a pookie. Deep down, you wanna be a criminal. And look, dudes, if that's your thing, hey, by all means, go for it, okay, guys? I have no problem with you guys being pookies and criminals, as long as you, like, you know, affect your own black community, as long as, you know, you do pookie shit by going after low quality women like the king of the passport fool movement did. By the way, you guys remember when the king of the passport fool movement got himself a red-headed Thai girl? By the way, guys, no Asian people have red hair, okay? That's like a genetic impossibility, okay? So that red-headed Thai girl he had, that was just a low-quality woman. Yet he was telling you, oh yeah, bro, I just hopped off this here plane and this girl, you know, she started fucking me because I'm a hip black cat. Look at how submissive she is. She cooking for me in the kitchen, dog. Turned out it was all fake, you know. Travel Time with Paul, he exposed the king of the man, the king of the passport fool movement. Now, the real reason, guys, I deleted all my videos about the passport fool movement and moving on with high IQ content like I normally do is because of a African girl by the name of Passport, Keep Africa Passport Fool Free, okay? So this girl, she did a deep dive exposing Steve Urkel's half-retarded brother and the convicted criminal out there. And it was, let me close the window so we can, so you all can better understand me, okay? These people who are the kings of the passport fool movement, they were so sad and pathetic that even this poor African girl was like, I might change my channel to like a cooking channel. Because, you know, these passport fool kings, you know, Steve Urkel's half-retarded brother, the convicted criminal, you know, these guys were making it look like they were like fucking Tyrones traveling overseas, and that woman were like fighting one another to get with them. But it turned out, you know, they were paying for pussy, they were paying big money for women. The convicted criminal who does the live streams, it turns out that the people giving him money were actually giving him money to make a clown of himself. Like, hey, convicted criminal, see that hot Latina behind you? I'll give you $20 cash app if you go harass her, you know. The passport fool movement was so sad and pathetic that I myself had to like, okay, Amar, you can't be associated, even though you're exposing these people, you can't get into the mud with these pigs in the passport fool movement, you know. So this is why I deleted my passport fool movement. And again, people are now exposing the passport fool movement, like Travel Time with Paul, Keep Africa Passport Fool Movement Free. So my job is done. I'm very happy to have gotten the ball rolling in having the passport fool movement convicted of what it really is, which is nothing more than dusty American black men who can't get their peepees touched, so they go overseas, make it rain cash money on them hoes, you know. So see, the problem I have with the passport fool movement is that you guys are like, oh yeah man, it's that bad in America, black women are horrible, we have to go overseas to find traditional feminine women. And when you guys went overseas, what did you all do? You all went to the clock tower in Cartagena, okay? You all went to Rio de Janeiro. You all went to Pattaya, Thailand, and you got with low-quality woman, and then you turned around and you tried to make it look like, oh yeah, bro, I found me a traditional submissive housewife. Nah, nigger, who the fuck you lying to, motherfucker? Look, dudes, some of you ninjas, you know, you hit me up, you're like, yo, Amar, why are you so anti-black man going overseas? Guys, I'm actually pro everybody, in particular colored people going overseas, you know. What's my tagline? My tagline is, get your money right, get the fuck out of the West, and fuck hot bitches. That's my taglines, dude, okay? And I tell ethnic men, aka colored men, go overseas, get yourself Stacy organically. If you can't get a Stacy organically, then bribe Stacy to have your children. That way you breed out your inferior genetics. So I'm all for black men going overseas, like Eastern Europe, Latin America, Thailand, and breeding out their inferior genetics. My issue here is two things. Number one, when you guys get lied to, you see, my victory over the passport fool movement is bittersweet, okay? It's sweet because I expose the passport fool movement, in particular their king, Steve Urkel's half-retarded brother. A lot of people are now turning against him, you know, thanks to me, and now thanks to creators like Travel Time with Paul and Keep Africa Passport Fool Movement Free. Okay, so it was sweet in that sense. Now, it was bitter because, unfortunately, a lot of people died in the process, you know. The king of the passport fool movement, he told you guys all the time, and he started doing his passport fool channel. Oh man, it's that bad in America. Get your passports. You know, the minute you hop off the plane, these bitches be throwing themselves at you because you are a exotic black man. And a lot of black people, you know, they went to Latin America, they went to Colombia, and they took out their Tinder. They found out that their Tinder was like popping. And they thought to themselves, oh, me and Steve Urkel's retarded brother was right. I am a hip black cat. But it turns out that these girls that were going for them were nothing more than scammers and a woman who ended up either robbing them, murdering them, God forbid, or even... using scopamine to drug them so they can like steal their position. So at the end of the day, guys, like Martin Goldberg told me recently, Armor, you have saved lives by exposing the passport fool movement for what it really is. That way, you know, these passport fools out there, whether they're black, white, Asian, Puerto Rican, whatever their race, ethnicity is, they need to understand, bro, like QB Willie famously said, territory doesn't matter, dudes. If you are here in America, what makes you think that you're gonna go overseas and bitches are gonna be like, "Ay, papi," you know? Honestly, ask yourself that question, guys. Looks are universal. If you're like, "Ugh," here in America, you're not gonna be a stud overseas simply because you hopped on a plane, dudes, okay? The only reason foreign women would fuck with you overseas, it's because they know you have money, they know you're a passport fool, and they know that you are easily parted from said money, okay, guys? So, my victory over the passport fool movement, guys, it was, like I said, bittersweet. Sweet because I saved lives. It was bitter because I had to like lower myself and deal with niggers. And again, if you're a passport fool, I don't care if you're black, white, Puerto Rican, Asian, you're a nigger, especially if you believe some 20-year-old kid who's telling you, "Oh yeah, bro, just get your passport, dog, hop on this plane, dog, and bitches gonna be throwing themselves at you," you know? It turned out that for the whole 2 years that the king of the passport fool movement was going around the whole world, it turned out that all the women he had were nothing more than prostitutes. And he was passing off these prostitutes as wife material, dating. It's like, nah, dude. You guys gotta understand this and understand this really good. The passport fool movement is a CIA op to get rid of black men. Now, I know some of you niggers out there are saying, "Oh man, this nigger Armor, he just went off the deep end right there." It's like, dudes, I worked with the Mossad. I worked with the CIA in Hollywood. No, I didn't sign on the dotted line with them, okay? I was just a useful idiot, okay? I was a really good actor who was playing the role of ISIS terrorist before ISIS was a thing. And I was actually approached by the CIA to work for them, but I told them to go fuck themselves. And once the CIA found out I was on YouTube making videos exposing them, they deleted my channel. For those of you who don't know, I had a much larger channel almost 5 years ago, and all of a sudden the CIA found out that I was using their platform, they just deleted my channel altogether. You guys out there gotta understand, dudes, Google is CIA. Get that through your motherfucking mind. Google is CIA, and by extension, YouTube is CIA, okay? All I'm gonna say for you guys out there who don't wanna believe me, all I'm gonna say about this is very simple, okay? Find out the address for Google headquarters and then find out the address for Moffett, M-O-F-F-E-T Air Base, okay? So you're going to find out the address of Google headquarters. You're going to find out the address for Moffett Air Force Base. Hint, they're both in the Bay Area in California. And find out the distance between the two. And if you guys want some extra credit, find out the address of Facebook. By the way, guys, Facebook used to be known as Facebook Incorporated FBI. Coincidence? So once you guys understand that Google is CIA, you can then understand that since this is their platform, they can deplatform anybody they want who is exposing them, like me, and at the same time, they can push their own plans out there. You guys remember about a year ago when that bitch Pearly Things was on the front page of just about every black American dude out there? Yeah. That was a CIA psyop. Same thing with the king of the passport bro, of the passport fool movement, because that's what they are. They're fucking fools, okay? So he is a CIA plant. He is pushing an agenda, and that agenda is to get black men to self-deport, okay? Let's go into a little bit of history here, guys. I know you ninjas out there, you're too low IQ, you just want to see ass and pussy and tits on camera. But my, see, this is why I'm deleting all my passport fool content. It's because the people that I want to reach, they're really not listening to it. You know, like one guy told me on MGTOW TV, yo, Amr, you're just wasting your time because the people who need this the most, they don't care. They just want TNA, tits and ass. That's really all they want, okay? But these, you know, my videos are for high IQ people, okay? It's not for niggers, okay? But I'm gonna say this anyway, and again, this is my last video about the passport fool movement. It's time for me to get on to high IQ topics, not fucking rolling around with pigs in the mud, okay? So the Civil War didn't take place because the white man wanted to free the black man, okay? The real issue of the Civil War was the economy. You see, the southern states, because they were using black people for agricultural purposes, the southern states, aka the slave states, aka the Confederacy, they were making a shitload of money, and they were happy with that because they were trading with all over Europe. So they were making a shitload of money. Now, the northern states, because they didn't have the agriculture the southern states had, there was something called the Industrial Revolution. So the Industrial Revolution, in order for that to happen, they needed capital. They needed money. So the Confederate states, aka the slave states, they were like, yeah, no, we're not, you know, we're happy with our moonshine and sitting outside, we're watching the paint dry while all these slaves, you know, they go out and they work the fields. We good, baby. We don't need to invest in your thingamajig. So that's why the northern states declared war on the southern states, not to free the black man, but simply to destroy the economy of the southern states, take their money so they can get the Industrial Revolution going. And to prove to you I'm right, right after the Civil War ended, the US government created a country in Africa called Liberia, and they were like, all right, black people, time for you to go back to Africa. And the black people here in America, they're like, yeah, no, Africa's a shithole. And you are right, you know, I was born in Africa, I lived in Africa. Africa's a shithole. Yeah. So I don't blame black people, you know, 150 plus years ago, saying, yeah, no, we don't want to go back to Africa. I don't blame you for that, okay? So you guys gotta understand something and understand this really good. The people who run this country, like the powers that be, they hate niggers, okay? And again, you could be black, white, Asian, Puerto Rican, and be a nigger. It's perfectly fine. It doesn't mean you're fucking black, okay? Get that Stop being so fucking racist, okay? Black does not equal nigger, okay? Nigger equals inferior ignoramus, okay? And you can be any color for that, okay? So, now, because of AI and robots, we really don't need niggers in this country, okay? So, what the CIA is doing is that they want to get black people to self-deport. So what they're doing is that they're using the King of the Passport Fool movement to be like, oh man, it's that bad here in America, dudes. The woman overseas, they're so fit and feminine and friendly, dog. Everybody watching this video should get their passport and leave America. And I'm okay with it. Believe it or not, guys, I'm a Geomaxer, okay? The tagline for a Geomaxer is go where you are treated best. I know that's the slogan of the Nomad Capitalist guy. By the way, guys, the Nomad Capitalist made a video a long time ago actually praising the MGTOW community. Yeah, this is what we MGTOWs do. We are Geomaxers. We geographically go where we maximize our return on investment, whether it's woman, life, money. So I'm all for geomaxing. See, my issue with the Passport Fool movement is that it does two very bad things. Number one, it lies to black men by telling them, oh yeah, bro, it's that bad here in America, just get your passport, dog, hop on a plane. These bitches, they be waiting for you at the airport because you're a exotic black man. And it turns out that that's not true. A lot of people died in this, in the past 2 years. A lot of people died, a lot of people got drugged. Well, they didn't, well, they died, but they got murdered. You know, a lot of people got murdered, a lot of people got drugged, a lot of people got robbed. All this because of Steve Urkel's half-retarded brother telling you all, guys, yeah, man, these women overseas, you know, they're fit, feminine, and friendly, and they're waiting for us chocolate kangs to show up at their airport, you know. Turned out to be very, very untrue. Now, the second problem I have with the Passport Fool movement is that, look, whether you like it or not, black people are seen as a monolithic group, okay? No other group of people is like black people, seen as a monolithic group, okay? My phone battery is about to die. I probably got like 15 more minutes, so I'm going to try to wrap it up. Because again, you know, I'm pretty much saying what I've said in other videos. I'm just putting it all out there in one video so you guys can finally understand. So, black people are seen as one monolithic group, okay? You can be Indian and you can still be light-skinned, okay? You can be Arab and still be light-skinned. Nobody has problems with Asians. Granted that Asians are, you know, granted that Asians are not high on the totem pole, but Asians pretty much do well in their own country. And thanks to K-pop, there are some, you know, goofy white women out there who get into Asian dudes, okay? So Asians, they do well. Latinos, they do well. White people, they do well. And again, Middle Eastern people, you know, like myself, you know, we can, you know, we can look smacks, you know, we can make ourselves look different. As you guys know, I got blood anywhere from black West African all the way up to like blue eye blonde white Ashkenazi Jew, and a whole load of Middle Eastern and Mediterranean in the middle. See, this is why a lot of black guys out there are like, damn, for a white boy, you know how to speak like a black man. It's like, yeah, dude, I'm a black man. See, what I do is, and I've said this in my past videos, is that I hide my blackness. I wear sunscreen. This is Japanese hair straightening here, guys. Okay, I know a lot of black people are like, you can't be black, you got straight hair. It's Japanese hair straightening. So fortunately for me, because I'm not fully black, I can hide my blackness, except where it really counts. But unfortunately, people who are black, they can't hide their blackness. For example, Coach Greg Adams. No matter where Coach Greg Adams goes in the world, everybody's gonna think he's black. In fact, Coach Greg Adams himself said, I can't go to Latin America anymore because if I go over there, thanks to the Passport Fool movement, they're all gonna think that I'm some thirsty ass nigger walking around saying pussy, 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 which is sadly and unfortunately very true. So at the end of the day, the Passport Fool movement really destroyed the reputation of the black man. You see, in Europe, they call black American men basketball players. And the reason behind it is that they think that all American black people are like Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan. But when all of a sudden you got Steve Urkel's half-retarded brother going overseas and a convicted dusty criminal, you know, going overseas like Poland, all of a sudden these black women, all of a sudden these non-black women, you know, the natives of that country were like, wait a second, we thought black men were like rappers and basketball players, not fucking retarded and dusty. So the reputation of the American black man has taken a major hit because of the Passport Fool movement, okay? And the lady over at the Keep Africa Passport Fool Movement Free channel, she pointed this out. See, this is why black women hate black men, okay? And I know everybody wants to say, oh, black women are the problem. But at the end of the day, dude, can you really blame black women for going after white zaddy or even a guy like me? No, you can't, because the problem is the average black man is, I don't want to call the average black man a piece of shit, but at the end of the day, the average black man supports Pookie and Ray Ray, and they support criminals. Even though they complain of Pookie and Ray Ray and criminals, at the end of the day, who are you guys supporting? Exactly the same people you complain of. And this is what black women pick up on. See, a lot of black women out there, they don't want to be part of the black community, dudes. Here in the small white community I'm in, this community, all the fine black women I see, they're with white zaddy, dudes. They're not with fucking Pookie and convicted criminals, you know. Black women have made a conscious decision that they want to breed out their inferior genetics. This is why black women who are sophisticated are either going after black dudes, I'm sorry, after white dudes, or they're just not gonna have children at all, okay? And just to prove to you that the king of the Passport Fool movement is a CIA plant, he's back in America complaining about how horrible dating is here in America, how bad American women are. My nigger, we all know that. Why are you acting like a fucking black cell and whining all the time with that whiny nose of whiny voice of yours? Hi, hi, hi. It's because he is a CIA plant. Look at how contrived his face is when he makes these 12-hour live streams and these video shorts complaining about how horrible black women are, how horrible dating is here in America. His face is contrived. It's as if somebody has a gun to his head telling him do this or else. And you guys gotta understand, this is how the CIA gets you. The CIA gets you by giving you all sorts of money, happiness, you know. As we all know, the king of the Passport Fool movement, he's an alcoholic, he's always smoking cigars. That's because the CIA made sure to get him addicted. They made sure that he lives a high life, you know, $50 Uber rides, $20 drinks, you know, same day booking airline tickets, $200 Airbnbs, you know, fine ass bitches, you know, which are prostitutes, really. They made sure that he was well taken care of. That way, now it's time for him to do the work they want. And this is why the Passport Fool King is making all these videos about how bad American women are. It's because this is his way of well, this is the CIA's way of telling niggers here in America, get the fuck out of our country. You guys have to understand, dudes, okay? Every black man who gets murdered overseas is one less nigger we have to worry about here in America. Every black man who moves overseas is one less nigger we have to worry about, okay? Every black man who has a kid with a non-black woman, that's a possible non-nigger we have to deal with in the future. This is why the King of the Passport Fool movement, he's always talking shit about black women. Have you guys noticed he never had anything negative to say about Asian woman or white woman or Latin woman? His entire channel is black women are scammers and grifters and beggars. That's his entire channel is about. And again, that's because he is pushing a agenda to do two things: to have black men leave America and to have black men have children with non-black women. And I'm all for it, dudes. I've said this before, guys. I'm a geomaxer. I tell you guys, go where you are treated best, like the nomad capitalist always says, you know. And at the same time, I'm all for melanated people to get with light-skinned women to breed out their inferior genetics. I just want you passport fools out there to understand you are being scammed and you are being put in a very, very dangerous position. I can't stress this enough, dudes. If you can't get pussy in America, you're not gonna get pussy overseas simply because you hopped on a plane. It's not gonna happen, dudes. I mean, you might get a woman who will be with you just because she wants your money, yeah, but other than that, she doesn't want to have anything to do with you. But the passport fool king, he doesn't tell you that. He tells you that, oh man, these foreign women, man, they just love us black chocolate kangs. It's all a lie, dude. See, on behalf of the CIA, the passport fool king is doing his darnest to push that agenda of it's that bad here in America, go overseas, black women are horrible, stay away from black women, get with light-skinned woman. Have you guys noticed that he only promotes white women, he only promotes Latin, light-skinned Latin American woman, he only promotes Asian woman? He doesn't promote Indian woman. He doesn't promote Arab woman. Why? Because they are dark skin. You know, I've said this before and I said this many times. Arab and Indian woman really are no better than black woman. In fact, I'd prefer a black woman over Arab and Indian because at least you know with a black woman where you stand with her, right? So the King of the Passport Fool movement, guys, he's promoting non-dark-skinned woman, and he's promoting black men to leave America to get with said woman just to breed out their inferior genetics, which, hey, I'm all for. See, my issue with the king of the... Look, if the king of the passport fool movement just came out and said, hey, niggers, go overseas, mix out your inferior genetics, and just to let you know, if you're a fugly motherfucker in America, you're a fugly motherfucker overseas, and the only way you can make it, you can get a woman, is if you rain cash money on her. If the passport fool king said that, I'd be like, this guy is the best, okay? But he didn't. He did the exact opposite, okay? He lied about black women being beggars and scammers. He lied about the fact that looks matter. Again, he openly said, you just hop on a plane and women will throw themselves at you because you're a half black cat, you know. So he lied, okay? That's my problem. The king of the passport fool movement, he lied. Had he not lied and said the truth, which is what I do, I'd be totally fine with him. And just to let you guys know, when you see all these comments in his section saying, oh man, Steve Urkel's half-retarded brother, he's speaking nothing but facts, 100%. He's the Thanos of the manosphere. He's better than Fresh and Fit. These are all CIA agents promoting their plant. In fact, the only video in the whole passport fool movement that got deleted was when I said that the king of the passport fool movement was a CIA plant. That was the only video that was deleted, okay, guys? That's because the CIA knows I'm onto them. They know that I'm exposing one of their own. I mean, think about it. You guys gotta start using your brain, okay? Again, I worked with CIA. I worked with Mossad 20 years ago. I was attempted to be recruited by the CIA. So I don't blame you guys out there who live with your mama and work at Popeye's saying, oh man, what's up with this nigger over there, you know, talking about CIA and conspiracy theories. You guys gotta understand, dudes, there's a reason why Hollywood movies suck, okay? Hollywood movies suck because YouTube is far more effective in getting out a message than Hollywood ever was. So the CIA is purposely destroying Hollywood so everybody can be on YouTube. And if you look at Steve Urkel's half-retarded brother, when he's getting more views doing 12-hour live streams bitching about American woman driving in his car here in America than when he was making videos and live streams in fucking wherever in the world he was. So what does that show you guys? That shows you that YouTube is far more effective in getting a message out than Hollywood could have ever dreamed of. Okay, guys? So, at the end of the day, guys, you gotta understand, dudes, and I can't stress this enough, the Passport Fool movement is a CIA op to get rid of niggers. Whether they want you to leave the country and not come back, better yet, you get murdered, or if you happen to, like, find yourself a girl, find yourself a light-skinned girl, that way, hopefully your child doesn't grow out and be a nigger, you know, later on that we have to worry about. So, again, in conclusion, dudes, this is my last video of the Passport Fool movement. I've got to continue making high IQ content. I can't be rolling around in the mud with pigs anymore. And special shout out to Travel Time with Paul, Keep Africa Passport Fool Movement Free. They're taking the mantle, they're making headways. I think Travel Time with Paul actually interacted with the king of the Passport Fool Movement, and he knows for a fact he's a scammer. That lady over at the Passport Fool, Keep Africa Passport Fool Movement Free, she's doing a lot more research by watching their live streams and their videos. You know, I'm 43-year-old, guys. I just don't have time to watch 12-hour live streams and watch the videos of a bunch of losers on the internet. I really don't have that time for it, but you know, I definitely promote Keep Africa Passport Fool Movement Free. And again, have you guys noticed that the Passport Fool King doesn't promote Africa, even though he's been in Africa? You know, the only reason he went to Africa is so he can turn around and tell a black American man Africa sucks and African women are beggars and scammers, you know. This is why the vast majority of American blacks, they go to Southeast Asia, they go to Latin America, some go to Eastern Europe. But I'm telling you guys, as somebody who lived in Eastern Europe, Eastern European people are very, very anti-niggers, okay? So if you're a Tyrone, they're gonna welcome you, no problem there. But if you're your typical dusty, overweight, bald, fugly looking dude, they hate niggers in Eastern Europe, guys, okay? So at the end of the day, guys, the passport fool movement is largely dusty black men who can't get their peepees touched, and they go overseas to make it rain cash, money, and hoes to get that pookie treatment. But at the end of the day, guys, like QB Willie said, can't stress this enough, looks are territory, doesn't matter. It's all about looks, okay? If you can't get pussy in America, you're not gonna get pussy overseas. Look, here in America, guys, I'm in monk mode here, okay? I don't talk to women, I don't look at women. If I wanted to have a little fun, I hop on a plane, I go to Latin America. Like, the plane ride to Latin America is actually shorter than the car ride down to Lauderdale or Miami airport for me. So you guys don't see me sitting in my car making these videos of, oh, it's that bad here in America, American women suck, dating in Miami is hard. It's like, yeah, we know, dude. This is why we're geomaxers. We geographically go where we can maximize our returns on whatever, you know. But again, the king of the passport fool movement, he's a CIA asset. He is pushing a agenda, which is get rid of niggers, whether the niggers go overseas and get murdered, or whether they live overseas, or if they have kids with non-black women. So I think that's about really all I had to say for you guys. I mean, I deleted all my videos about the passport fool movement because, honestly, guys, you know, the passport fool movement, it was like me getting into the mud with a bunch of pigs. It was unbefitting for me. That's really all I'm gonna say. It was unbefitting for me to go into the passport fool movement like that. But I had to do it. I had to do it because, like Martin Goldberg said, I saved lives, you know. Again, how many people died because of MGTOW? None. But how many people died because some retarded 20-year-old kid was like, oh yeah, bro, you just hop on this here plane, you open up this your Tinder, dude, and these baddies be like throwing themselves at you because you are, you know, fucking a black exotic kang over there. And one last thing I want to talk to you guys about, you know, the king of the passport fool movement, he's complaining that he can't even get a secured credit card. For those of you out there who don't know what a secured credit card is, a secured credit card is pretty much the equivalent of a prepaid debit card, except that you actually put money on the credit card. That way, the bank, when they let you use the credit card, they have no risk, okay? So a secured credit, for example, okay? Let's say I have a secured credit card with Bank of America, okay? But with Bank of America. Bank of America is going to tell me, hey, Amr, give us $1,000. That's going to be the money that you can use on your credit card, okay? So by having a secured credit card, it does two things. Number one, it helps you to build up your credit. And at the same time, the bank has like zero risk because they already got your money up front. The fact that banks do not want to give Steve Urkel's half-retarded brother a secured credit card, this means there is some sort of something very, very shady going on. Maybe even criminal, okay? So at the end of the day, guys, you got to understand this really good out there. The king of the passport fool movement, I would stay the fuck away from him because he is a malicious narcissist. Okay, guys, best thing to do, do what I do. Just walk away from the passport fool movement, okay? Tons and 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 tons of black men went overseas, okay? You know, Steve Urkel's retarded brother and the convicted criminal, these guys were not the first black men to get passports and go overseas. tons of black men did that before. They just never put that shit out on the internet because they know niggers will show up. And the last thing a black man wants, like myself, is to have niggers show up, ruin what you have, and make you look bad, okay? So, at the end of the day, guys, I want you to understand this, and understand this really good. The Passport Fool movement is a CIA op to get rid of niggers. And again, if you are a decent-looking black man, yeah, you can live overseas, you can have yourself a light-skinned woman, you can have a non-black kid, you know. I'm the type of black dude that you guys can refer to as Paseo Blanco, which means he can pass off as a white man, okay? So I want every colored person out there watching this video, your ultimate goal for your kids is to have a kid who is a Paseo Blanco, meaning that your kid can pass off as white. That's my main goal for every colored person watching this video, okay, guys? So I think that's about all I had to say, and it was fun, it was interesting, it was a bittersweet victory, it was something that had to be done. Keep your eyes on Travel Time with Paul, keep your eyes on Keep Africa Passport Fool movement. She's doing an amazing job, and I'll see you in the next one. Take care of yourselves. Peace.